Comfort zones, a little bit different than brain baggage. You say, well, you know, Tony, yeah, this stuff makes sense, but I'm making $250,000 a year doing it the way I'm doing it. Why should I change? And true to my fashion, I'm going to say to you, maybe you shouldn't. But let me ask you a question, Joe. I work with a client in Manhattan that has $1 million book of business. Easily sells $350,000 to $500,000 a year. Why do you suppose he decided to change? See, it's your choice. You can decide to change or not change. My suggestion to you is, why have you decided to stop growing? Why have you decided to keep the bar at 250? Why haven't you decided to be your highest and best? Why haven't you decided to be a leader in the industry? And you might have some very good reasons for those things, and that's okay. I'm willing to listen to those. But you've got to ask yourself, why have you decided to retire in a job and not just tell anybody? Comfort zones. Oh, man, if I ask a lot of questions, it's going to make people uncomfortable. Well, you've got to change that. You've got to get comfortable with getting uncomfortable. Ah, Tony, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, yes, you can. I would submit to you that I have some of my best clients, some of my best students in this process are people that have been in the business 20, 25 years. And they come back and tell wonderful stories about how they planted their feet and they ask the tough questions like, well, when I come back out and make my presentation, do you want my best price or my second best price? Now, we didn't teach them that. This is Tom in Philadelphia taking ownership of the process and planting his feet. So you can learn new tricks if you decide to. A comfort zone of, well, I think people are generally honest. You have to get out of that mentality of prospects are honest. Your prospects are not honest. You believe there's no reason for them to lie to you? There's plenty of reasons for them to lie to you. They can't get their information from you unless they lie to you. As an example, if I tell you, well, listen, Joe, I want you to come out here and quote my business. Now, keep in mind that Mark here has had our business for the last 15 years. And he's given us a 15% increase this last year on our product and service. And what I want to do is I want to get your proposal, show it to him so that he'll lower his numbers. Now, if I were the prospect and I were that honest with you, would you still play the game? They have lots of good reasons. Okay? Comfort zone. It's a lot more comfortable for you to think that when a prospect tells you that they're interested, for you to buy into that than to plant your feet and say, well, why would you be interested? I mean, you've lived 5 years without this product. Why now?